Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ray Webster. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Nixon moves to third. Power moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Power scores. Held moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Webster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Strickland now playing third base. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0-for-1 in the game. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-3 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Tanner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams pinch hits for Don Budden. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Ted Williams. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Mahoney moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Mahoney moves to third. Green moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mahoney scores. Green scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Jim Perry now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Stevens moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Chittum covering, for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tanner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing center field. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Sammy White. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keogh moves to third. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Nelson Chittum. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is walked intentionally. Mahoney moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it and throws to home to get Keogh. Mahoney moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mahoney tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.